The question was asked, how is one supposed to take the three steps back at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei? So we'll learn it in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, it's actually a Gemara in Tractate Yuma. Korea ufosea shalosh psiot la'acharav b'chiyachat. Shulchan Aruch says, at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, when you've concluded your Shmona Esrei, you bow like a servant who is leaving his master and take three steps bow. You take three steps backward as you are bowed, okay? So we bow all the way down and take three steps back. We will describe the three steps in a minute. But that's the three steps in a minute. He's going to explain with greater detail. Why do we take three steps? Many reasons. But the simple understanding is I take three steps going into prayer. We begin Shmona Esrei by taking three steps forward. We conclude Shmona Esrei by taking three steps back. If you guys want, afterwards we could learn the reasons. That's a separate Q&A. V'achal shepasa, and after you've taken the three steps back, as you're still bent, okay, so you take three steps back, bent. You finish the three steps back. You say, Ose shalom bimromav, and turn to your right. To your left, I'm sorry. Ose shalom bimromav. You turn. Ose shalom bimromav. Ve'ase shalom aleinu. So when you say, Ose shalom bimromav, it's as though you're standing opposite the Shekhinah. So you turn to your left, which is as though you're turning to the Shekhinah's right. You're standing opposite Hashem, so you bow to your left. Say shalom bimromav. We say shalom aleinu. You turn to your right, and then when you say al kol Yisrael, you face Hashem directly. Say shalom bimromav to the left. We say shalom aleinu, the congregation, and only al kol Yisrael is straight, facing directly straight. Then we say the Yehi Ratzon. We just davened. The prayer is instead of the service in the temple. So after we finish the prayer, we say, may it be your will to rebuild the temple. We want to be able to do the service, not what we've just done, which is instead of the service. You're not supposed to take three steps forward. You take three steps back, and you stay there. It says it's a foolish thing. You just said goodbye, right? You took your three steps back, and now you say, now you step back. Wait, you just left. What'd you come back for? So you wait until the Shalich Tzibur reaches Kedusha, and then you go back to your place to say Kedusha. Or at least until the Shalich Tzibur starts davening. The Shalich Tzibur, who just took his three steps back, when he has to start his tefillah again, he should wait in the place back there, at least the amount of time it would take to take four footsteps, right? He should pause there before he starts his new Shmona Esrei. He should pause there for a little bit. How do you take the three steps? So Shulchan Aruch says like this: when you take the three steps, ksheposeya, when you're going to take the three steps back, okay, regel smol tchila. First, you lift your left leg. Because what you're showing is that I'd really rather not leave. I'm standing in the presence of the Shekhinah, I'm davening, I'm close to Hashem, I don't want to leave. So that's why we lift our left leg first. That way, I'm showing I would really rather not. And when we take our left leg back, we're really taking half a step. We're taking a small step back. And then I move back my right leg, which is already going to be a full step. And then I move back my left leg to equate them. So I'll show that like this. I'm standing in Shmona Esrei, my legs are together. I'm going to take three steps back. I bow forward. My left leg will now go back. But it went from this position, so the step it took back is a small step. The minimum size of a step we learn from Kohanim. When Kohanim would walk in the temple, so they had a mitzvah in the Beit HaMikdash, lo yikarea. It is a machloket Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon whether we count that as a biblical mitzvah or not. But either way, the Torah says lo yikarea. You're not allowed to tear the robe that the Kohen Gadol was wearing. Why do they have a mitzvah of lo yikarea? So Sefer HaChinuch writes, because if you're wearing clothing that's finely knit, and you know they're not allowed to tear, and the raita mitzvah is on all the bidei kunah, none of them were allowed to tear. It's like when a kid's wearing their finest clothing, you behave more respectfully. You're not allowed to tear anything. So the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohanim would work in the Bet HaMikdash, says they would walk akev betzad gudal. They would walk, the heel would just go in front of the toe. Small steps, baby steps, right? And they would walk in the Bet HaMikdash. Even though Kohanim zrizimem, the Kohanim did things with alacrity, but they would make sure to walk small steps in the Bet HaMikdash. You don't not take big steps. So the minimum step that you're allowed to take, that's called a step, is that you've taken the fingers and moved them to the heel. That's the smallest step to take. We take a little bit bigger. We take a half step. So we move our left, we bow. We take a half a step back with our left foot. Then with our right foot, we're going to take a full step. That's like a much bigger step. And then we bring our left foot equal with our right foot. So our left foot is each time doing half a step. Oseh shalom bimromav. I was bowed already, right? Oseh shalom bimromav. We oseh shalom aleinu. Balkoy yisrael v'imru amen. Now I'm going to stand here until the chazan reaches kedusha. If I'm in a rush to get back to my sefer or something, so when he starts Shmona Esrei, I could go back. If I really have to go back for whatever reason, I could just wait 4 footsteps. Wait 2 seconds. But ideally we don't. Ideally we wait until the chazan reaches Kedusha. That is a Yerushalmi that says, wait until the Kedusha. So...
Yeah, but I observed people are...
What is dragging their feet? I don't know. Maybe there are Sephardi sources for that. I don't know. You could ask them.
Okay.
You could ask them. I don't know. I don't know of a source for that.
Okay.
I told you what it says in the Gemara, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We will, just 1 second, I'll get you, Ephraim. Do you want to learn the reasons for the 3 steps? We can do that.
I happen to...
Okay, so again, what we're showing in our steps back is that we would rather not leave prayer. But I don't know of a source for what you're saying, that people drag their feet, that I don't know. Okay, yes, on this point? Yes. In certain scenarios, it's immodest. Certain scenarios, it could be a person who purposely walks slowly so everyone should look at them. But in other scenarios, that's okay. Depends on the setting.